9 days and counting, Greg, yeah. And I believe that there's no immediate plans unless there's enough, unless there's a big rush on the back of this. But no, and the word in the street, Greg, is that it could be another week before it's restored. Now, that to me is, again, it's not a criticism of the engineers that are out there. There's I know they're working 16-hour days to try and rectify all the problems, but there's, in my opinion, Greg, there should be outside help called in. It's the same problem was in Britain. You know, our country be sending engineers over to fix the problems, and there seems to be a big, you know, there's certainly taking their eye off the ball on this one.
Is there anger in the community about this?
There is, yeah. Frustration more than anger, because, I mean, you know, the younger generation in particular, you know, we have all mobile phones, so, I mean, it's not such a big issue. And a lot of the houses, in fairness, have taken out their landlords because of the cost. But my concern is the older people, I mean, and the health services, the phones are off, even the phone for the local co-op is off. And people that are home don't have the numbers for the management and the staff to get deliveries out. I'm making our more the point, but this is a whole Ross's issue as far as and down Guido. I'm not even sure what's happening down the rest. But it seems to be, Greg, there's no cohesive plan to get it back, or there's no talk about it. It's not been highlighted, and maybe that's what I'm trying to do, is highlight Aran Moore. And by highlighting Aran Moore, maybe that will highlight, you know, other areas that are suffering the same thing.